Trent will also pay the bills in a very organized, methodical manner. If he is out of town for a few days on a business trip, he will expect Beth to have the bills stacked neatly on his desk when he returns. However, chances are Beth will not remember what she did with the mail, or even if she brought it inside the house. He may find the bills in the car, on the floor, or under the couch cushion. He is amazed that anyone could be so irresponsible. Beth is equally amazed that anyone could be so rigid. This personality difference has the potential for heated conflicts. This personality difference can be easily observed in the dating relationship if the couple is looking for it. However, most couples are not. If the organizer sees the spontaneous personality of his dating partner, he will likely admire it and respond positively to her spontaneous ideas. If the spontaneous person sees the organizational skills of the partner, she will most certainly admire the trait and perhaps even express her appreciation. However, if the couple can be a bit more realistic and acknowledge the potential conflicts in this personality difference and discuss how they might handle such conflicts after marriage, they may save themselves the trauma of being shocked by personality clashes after marriage. The fact that you have acknowledged the potential conflicts and discussed possible solutions will make it much easier for you to discover such solutions when the inevitable conflict arises. Because personality differences are so profound, and because they strongly affect our behavior, I encourage all couples who are seriously contemplating marriage to fill out a personality profile. Few things will better prepare you for the inevitable conflicts in marriage, like understanding each other's personality patterns. There are a number of personality profiles available. One I recommend was developed in Norway and made popular in this country by numerous counselors. The profile divides people into four basic temperaments: melancholy, phlegmatic, sanguine, and choleric. You can take this personality profile free at the following website, www.oneishy.com/personality. If you are contemplating marriage, I would encourage each of you to take the profile separately and then discuss the results. It will give you the strengths and weaknesses of each of these temperaments. Discussing your temperaments with each other can be very enlightening. The second profile is Couple Checkup and will measure 20 different aspects of your relationship. It will help you celebrate your strengths and identify areas that need growth. There is a separate profile for dating couples, engaged couples, and married couples. There is a charge for this profile, but in my opinion, it is an excellent investment in your relationship. You may access the profile at www.couplecheckup.com. Taking either or both of these assessments will not only provide you with meaningful discussion, it will lead you to a deeper understanding of each other's personality patterns. Understanding personality will make it much easier for you to accept the behavior of the other person in a given situation. If the two of you go for premarital counseling, your counselor may also suggest an assessment tool called Prepare/Enrich. This is a more comprehensive profile and is geared specifically to couples who are thinking of marriage. This profile will need to be administered, scored, and interpreted by a counselor, but it can be an extremely helpful exercise as a couple moves toward marriage. Talking it over. 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself on the following personality traits. 10 means extremely high, and 1 means extremely low. A. Optimistic. B. Pessimistic. C. Neat. D. Messy. E. Babbling brook. F. Dead sea. G. Pointer. H. Painter. I. Aggressive. J. Passive. K. Logical. L. Intuitive. M. Organizer. N. Spontaneous. 2. Encourage your dating partner to do the above exercise and then discuss your answers with each other, giving illustrations as to why you rated yourself a particular score. 3. If you are seriously considering marriage, perhaps you would like to take one or both of the free personality profiles discussed in this chapter. They can be found at the following websites: oneishy.com/personality and couplecheck.com. 4. If you receive premarital counseling from a counselor or religious leader, you may ask them about the possibility of taking the Prepare Enrich assessment.